Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen, Season 3. Written by Triona Campbell. Episode 5.
What happened, Granny?
Shh, child. The true villain of the story is about to reveal themselves.
Grania! I did it!
Did what?
You asked if I could show you the stone. My father normally says no. Too many attempts to steal it recently. But I pleaded and pleaded with him. Thought of you, and how you got your father to agree to you learning to sail.
It's okay, Maeve. Grania wouldn't want you to get into trouble.
He said yes, Grania. I can take you all after dinner. Special showing.
Wow, that's brilliant. Thank you, Maeve. If you're sure it isn't a problem.
Yes, thank you.
And until then, there is a feast of food. The kitchens have been working all morning. And, Donal, I made something for you. It's a better version of my cake from yesterday. Honestly, I think Grania did me a favour. It looks such an odd colour. Come see, this way.
I think you misjudged her, Grania.
Let's see.
Feeling better, Grania?
Maybe.
Ah, has Maeve done something to earn your trust?
She... If you'll excuse me, I must find Flaherty and my brother.
Of course. They're over there by the top table, with Maeve.
I see.
Careful, Grania.
I always am.
Are you?
Cunis Modra. How much further, Maeve?
Just a little bit. We keep it hidden away from the castle. This way. Wasn't the feast tonight brilliant?
Grania, your necklace.
It's glowing. Like before, when it was near something from the two had the Dana.
What? If it's really glowing, then maybe the stories are true. What do you think the stone might say to us? Would it say something to us?
I had the weirdest dreams recently. At least, I thought they were dreams.
What were the dreams about?
Hard to remember, but danger. They were warnings about danger. I thought it was from Maeve, but... Where are those guards that Maeve's father sent with us?
It's probably nothing to worry about.
No, something is wrong. I can feel it. Can you hear that sound?
I hear nothing apart from some men coming this way. Are you sure?
I'm sure. We need to hide now. Donal, run and grab Maeve. She's in danger too.
I'll take it from here.
There, there.
We have Lady Maeve.
Let me go!
Maeve, I believe you're on your way to get something. An item that was stolen long ago. One that I plan on retrieving from you and putting to proper use. As promised, after this is over, you stow her on my boat and you'll get the other half. Grania, my dear, you can come out now too.
I'm here. What? No bread and gossip about things Maeve said about me?
You thought I was saying things about you behind your back.
Don't be too hard on her, Maeve. I can be very convincing. You two, tie up the others.
Yes, my lord.
You tricked me.
You don't know the half of it yet.
Take me instead. Just let them go.
Very noble, but why would I want you? I need Maeve because she knows where the stone is. And Grania. Well, if I have her, you two won't do anything stupid, will you? You, men, tie up the dog too.
Let them go.
Now, Flaherty, let me be clear. If anything happens here, I will take it out on Grania. If I get what I want, Maeve will be released. Ladies, shall we?
Why? Why are you doing this?
You still don't understand, do you, Donal? Never mind. You will. When it's too late. Let's go!
I'm so sorry, Maeve. I knew something was wrong. I just didn't know who to trust. I should have known to trust you.
You really believed that I talked about you behind your back?
I think it was because I was jealous. I don't have your skills when it comes to the things my mother wishes I was better at. You seem so effortlessly good at all that stuff. That was why I sabotaged your cake.
I was showing off trying to impress you. Wait, you deliberately dropped my cake.
Worse, I had already ruined it with salt and senna. I was a fool.
And I wished to have an adventure in my life, like you had. We've both been fools. Oh no!
I assure you, this is no laughing matter.
No, I guess not. But sometimes it's all you have left.
Maeve, I believe the stone is inside.
Why are you doing this?
You'll find out soon enough. Let's go. You too, Grania. I learned from before that it's best not to let you out of my sight.
Please, don't do this.
Watch it. Stop pushing.
We are close. I can feel it.
It's over there.
We knew you would come.
And that's enough of that. Put it in this bag, Grania. Now, are your lovely new friend... Do I need to say anything more?
I can't believe I fell for your lies.
Don't be so hard on yourself. I had help convincing you.
Wait. The bread.
Smart girl. A little something with some additives that made you more likely to believe what I was saying. You really shouldn't take things from people you don't know.
I thought it would be a jewel. This looks like an ordinary stone. Apart from these markings written on it.
People are easy to fool with appearances.
What does that mean?
It means I have a boat waiting. And I'll take that bag with me. Move!
Cast off the main rope.
It's going to be okay. I promise.
Remember, no one saw me. And if anyone asks any questions about who was in the runes tonight, you blame those visitors, the O'Malleys. Got it?
Yes, my lord.
With any luck, they might think the girl got jealous and took this.
Aye, we'll make sure all the signs point to them. Are you sure you can handle this craft on your own?
I am a born sailor. Don't worry about me. And I have a crew. Grania, Maeve, take an oar each.
The others will come looking for us. You have got to let us go.
You mean the others? Who will think you stole from the O'Kellys? By the time anyone figures out what's going on, I will be long gone. And so will you both.
You said you'd let Maeve go.
I lied. It's what I do. Her parents will probably pay well to have her return to them. And I'm not above making a little more money. Now row, or else.
And me?
Still haven't figured it out, have you? You will soon enough. Once we get to the Pale, I'll find a place to put you. Now pull!
This is not looking good, Grania.
Have faith. I think there's a way out of this. There has to be.
Granny, you were kidnapped with Maeve?
I was. Dearmuid was cunning and I was frightened. But I knew I had something he didn't.
What was that?
Something worth protecting and fighting for. A friend I needed to redeem myself in front of. I had to make things right with Maeve. I wasn't going to let anything happen to her. I stole the stone. Well then, I was going to find a way to steal it back.
So, how did you escape?
Wait and see, child.
Episode 5 featuring the voices of Billy Traynor as Granny Grania, Sophia Campbell-Bernardo as Granddaughter, Millie O'Reilly as Young Grania, Harry Lynch as Flaherty, Paddy Courtney as Dermot, Kerry Flaherty as Maeve O'Kelly, Fionn Flanagan as Donal. Directed by Nuno Bernardo, produced by Roisin Carney. Series creator is Triona Campbell. Executive producer for RTE is Nikki Coughlin. Sound designer Adrian Santos. Produced by Roundstone Media Limited. The Young Pirate Queen Season 3 was commissioned by RTE Junior Radio and funded by RTE Independent Radio Productions and commissioned them on with a television licence fee.